In Mishkat Sharif there is a hadith, and there was a person from a certain tribe, and he narrated this hadith. He said that we were all present, and Nabi al-Kareem, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were present with him, and some colleagues requested, put forward a question, that O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is a very strong and important question that they put forward, and it was for the benefit of the ummah, us people. Then the question was, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the best thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the human being, to insan, subhanallah. Now this is such a path that if we get the answer to this question, then every Muslim, every person has in front of him a destination, a mission, and it comes forward very clear, and we can see vividly that what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has answered and stated, that this is the best thing, then for all of us we should try to attain it, to go towards it. And it would be surprising that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows or tells us, unravels the secret, that whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to insan, everything, ma khair, everything in the world, all the goodness, all the good things, we make a list what Allah Ta'ala has given to the human being, to us. Tell me, can anybody write the exhaustive list what Allah Ta'ala has given to the human being? Amazing things, so many things, but from all of those things, the best thing is what? With regards to that, the Sahaba Ikram asked. So what a short question, but what a complete question. And they have put the seal on all of the questions, that the most khair, the best thing, the most excellent thing, then everything else will be underneath that, won't it? It will be behind it. If we attain the best thing, then obviously consider we've attained everything. Yes? So what Allah Ta'ala has given to us, He's given us actions of worship, sujood, prostration, great days, Allah has given us great nights, Allah has given us everything. But that item, that action, that response the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to give, that if that becomes the head, then everything comes below that, beneath that. So if the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that something is the best, action is the best, if we attain that action, implement action, then the whole deen comes into our life. It comes into our hands. So if we don't try on the right thing, we try our best. If we're practicing that answer that the Prophet ﷺ gave, then we are practicing the whole deen. And when we try for that, when we make effort for that, then consider that every single action of the deen which comes away from that, then all of those will fall into order, and everything will be done correctly. Rather than individually, a person says, I want to improve this, I want to do this correctly, I want to do that correctly, let me improve this ibadah, this worship action. Why don't we take hold of the foundation, correct the foundation, strengthen the foundation, and all other actions will become correct. Ma khayri, what is the best action, the best thing that Allah Ta'ala has given to the human being? So brothers, if we realize, will we try? You give an honest answer. Yes, true intention. Otherwise it's sad if we don't implement. It'll be very sad after we realize what this was. Oh, we'll think about it. Can there be anyone who's a bigger loser than this? That great secrets and great knowledge that the Prophet ﷺ gave to us, revealed to us. Remember, alhamdulillah, that as a person's ilm, knowledge increases. This is ilm, isn't it? That we just learn. As a person's ilm, if we didn't know before today this, and if we realize this and learn this, then our ilm improves, increases. The more our ilm increases, then the person becomes an alim, a scholar. And people that take 8 years in institution, they learn ilm, knowledge. Why? They learn this ilm for this reason, that the more ilm we have, then the more we can do amal on this ilm. We can practice on this knowledge. Otherwise, what is the reason that we learn knowledge? That's why the students, they learn a lot. Let me learn this so I can practice this. If I learn this, then I can do amal on this. So their passion, their desire, their intention takes them to the length of 8-9 years. They're in an institute, in a school. They learn, they don't worry about dunya. They don't worry about earning. They don't worry about what's my career. Where am I going to eat from? Where the roti going to come from? Everything is put to the back. And they start from the young age goes, their youth goes, playing, people are enjoying themselves, making money, someone's playing cricket, football, and they've got their bags in their hands and they're going towards the institute, the madrasa, to learn. Why? What are they learning? They are learning ilm, knowledge. And a person, what's the meaning of ilm? That the more the ilm comes to us, alhamdulillah, then the path will open up for us, we'll continue to practice, and we will go into Jannah, into paradise. Subhanallah. So this is the real objective of attaining ilm. So today we are sat with the intention to learn ilm. This is ilm, isn't it? This is being included in our knowledge, those things we didn't know before. We're going to include into our book of knowledge, into our bank of knowledge. Then we'll become an alims, scholars, and we'll know more. What's the reason we want to know more? So we can do amal on what we're learning. What other reason is there? Yes, we don't learn ilm, oh, I just know this. I know this. What's that? What's the benefit of knowing? And there's another burden on the human being. There's another burden on the brain. If we don't practice, what answer will we give to Allah? Allah will say that you learned this knowledge, why didn't you practice? What was the point of just learning it? So today, Allah has, mashallah, brought us to this masjid. He's given us the ilm. We've learned it. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. So the scholars, the students, they go with desire to learn, and we got stuck here. We came here to do dhikr. Allah has given us more ilm, knowledge. Our knowledge is increasing. So what's the reason for learning ilm? To do amal. So we're stuck. We'll have to answer for this ilm we've learned today. But we've become stuck in a good way, in a beautiful way, in a nice way. Allah Ta'ala has given us this ilm, then inshallah, we'll make niyyah that Allah, we will also do amal on this ilm. And when will this benefit us? Such a big reward that we cannot imagine. That all ibadat, all actions of worship are present within this amal. All ibadat actions are included within this amal, amal action. We have to promise that from today we will practice this, otherwise all our other deeds will become a waste. So listen carefully. So the Prophet ﷺ was asked, O Rasulullah ﷺ, please tell us, what is the best thing that Allah has given to the human being? Please tell us, O the Prophet of Allah ﷺ. And the answer came straight away. Yes. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Husni khulq, subhanallah. Subhanallah. What is it that the Prophet ﷺ responded with? A good akhlaq, good conduct, good manners, good behavior, good approach. The whole deen comes into this. All our ibadat, our worship, our salah. Salah is best for that person whose akhlaq is good. Fasting for that person is good whose akhlaq is good. His hajj is good whose akhlaq is good. His Quran is good whose akhlaq is good. His ilm is good whose akhlaq is good. His knowledge is good whose akhlaq is good. Isn't it, brothers? Yes, so everything is dependent on what? Akhlaq. So all the deeds and actions of Islam for a human being are dependent on the one focal point, the foundation, akhlaq, behavior, manners. The biggest treasure Allah has given to us, the biggest treasure is iman. We realize that, haven't we? That we've recognized our Lord. If we've got iman, belief. Yes, a person who has iman and a person who doesn't have iman, the difference is the person who recognizes Lord and that person who hasn't recognized Lord. And the person who doesn't recognize his Lord, then he thinks that everyone around him is his Rabb. What a big loss. A person who doesn't recognize his friend, then he thinks everyone in the world is his friend. This is the case, isn't it? Yeah, if he doesn't know who's my good friend, or he's a good friend. But if he realizes that this is my true friend, then he won't go here left and right. Then he'll just maintain a link with that person. So the definition of iman is what? The difference between iman and non-iman is that the person who has iman recognizes this, my Khalik, my Lord, my Creator, he is my Rabb. So when he realizes and recognizes Allah, he doesn't look left or right. He doesn't go left or right. Subhanallah. Then everything he does, he'll go straight to Allah. Allah, you're my Rabb. I don't need to go to anyone else. The person who runs left and right, then consider he hasn't recognized his Lord. Big, big punishment. Those who don't recognize Allah, and they just bump along the track. So Allah's given us this ni'mah. Massive ni'mah. What? that he's given us Iman. The person of Iman is the person who's recognized his creator. That Allah is the one. He has given us everything. He is the one we turn to. We've understood that this dunya, if we run around in this world like headless chickens, everything is due to Allah. He'll bring us up, he'll give to us, and he'll tell us off, he'll make us alive, he'll give us sustenance, he'll give us food. Everything is in the control and the decisions are with Allah. So if everything is with Allah, then why do I need to go to anybody else? So Allah is our creator. The human being recognizes this, then he realizes and recognizes Allah's power, Allah's jalal, Allah's beauty, Allah's jamal, Allah's kamal, Allah's achievement, Allah's giving, Allah's taking, Allah's love. He recognizes all of Allah Ta'ala's attributes and Allah's powers. So when the human being recognizes Allah's powers, then he calls out to Allah alone. Allah alone. What a great relationship between the servant and the master. Allah, say subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great wealth Allah has given to us. We get everything from, first and foremost, we've got Iman, and we learnt and we know that who is Allah. If we didn't have Iman, we wouldn't know who is Allah. So brothers, Allahu Akbar. When the human being realizes something, learns something, then after that, the biggest thing is that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, the biggest treasure is Iman. And after Iman, what should we try our hardest to do? What should we do? Is to have husni akhlaq, good conduct. But unfortunately today we have everything else, but we don't have akhlaq. That's why we have nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have nothing. Today we have everything, all actions except akhlaq. For that reason we have nothing today. We have nothing. We are empty boxes. Don't take what I'm saying badly. We are totally empty boxes. Voids. We have no yaqeen, no trust, somewhere here, somewhere there, sometimes this and up and down, this aqeedah, that aqeedah, this belief, this. Just like a person who's just wandering around like a toy was wandering around here and there. We have such a big knowledge and wealth in our hearts, but we don't know what to do. Should I do this? Or should I do that? Or this person only, shall I get to him? Is he right? Oh no, this is good, let me do this now. Or let me go, hey, he's got karamat, he's got miracle, let me sit with him. From one to the next extreme, and who shall I go to in the world, in the dunya? Shall I go to the magician, to this person? And then the person claims that I've recognized Allah. He has not recognized Allah, he has not. But the person who's recognized Allah, who's realized Allah, he's got Iman, then the first thing who will he realize, who will he recognize, is akhlaq. This is a big point. The whole Quran is telling us this. The very clear point Allah has mentioned in the Quran, a great point Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us himself, that I came for one reason, rather me, not just me, all the prophets who came with the kitabs and without the kitabs, they did tabligh for centuries, 900 years, 1000 years, all of the prophets came. The summary of the teaching was to teach the human beings akhlaq, behavior, manners, how to behave, social intercourse, and that's what they came to present. Yes. And do you understand what I'm saying? And every prophet, and Allah's Habib, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was his glory? Status that all the previous Nabi, some of them had books, but the final kitab was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the final complete deen was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he stood and announced that everything is complete, everything was given to me as a complete deen. So today the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I announce that my akhlaq, the akhlaq that was given to me, the manners, the behavior, the whole way of life is complete with me. So the ummah, when we will arise and we will wake up in the hereafter with our kitab, with our Quran, will have the deen. But compared to the previous nations, the ummah that will stand with the complete way of life will be the ummah, my ummah, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From all of the ummahs, the greatest ummah is my ummah, said Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful point. And so much status has been given to my ummah. They're the best ummah, and after being made the best ummah, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, due to being my ummah, they've been given the highest status, higher rank, encouragement, and a promise that this ummah, the Muslims, that they also do this action. Qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't hide the deen in their pockets. They say, no, my Prophet said this. You also hear this and do this because he told us to do this. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is called dawah tabligh, propagating the deen, spreading the deen. That's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised his ummah. That he said, my ummah won't hide the facts about their prophet, they won't hide their kitabs, they won't change the words in the kitabs, that their kitab will be so ingrained in their hearts, in their chest, that the point and the words and the learning that will come to them, they won't keep in their heart hidden. They'll feel like that the gathering's here, or let's go and tell people, let's knock on the doors and explain to people. Let's go to their homes and explain to them. Give them da'wah. Invite them to the... Is this not happening, my friends? My brothers? It's happening, isn't it? That's why I said, khayr ummah, my ummah will be the best. They will deliver my deen to the people, explain to the humanity, to human beings. So what's the message that we have to give? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the best message, the most weight on the deen, and this is the reason why I came to the world, said the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is what I brought, akhlaqi husna. Our children, first we need to give them tarbiyah, akhlaqi husna, good manners. My son, you do pray salah, but don't lie. Abdul Qadir Jalani, rahmatullahi, he was a wali by birth, Ghaws al-Adam. He was the head of the Qadiri silsila, Qadiri order, great status. He was a young child, youth. Childhood, mother is sending him for education. This is tarbiyah of the mother. This is the akhlaq she taught her son. The mother is sending this, here's your satchel, go to the institute, learn. She gave him some money, go, here's your sustenance. Then she gave him the real lesson, you're going to learn, but remember one word of mine. So remember your mother's words, never forget this. He said, yes mother, please tell me. She said, that elevate your akhlaq, conduct, manners, never lie. End of story. This lying... Well, and by not lying, he was made the head of the walis of Allah, the head of the awliya Allah. And in his first step, he had a test, he had money in his pocket. And en route, the bandits, the thieves stopped him, the children were going to study. And in the first journey, he had a test, a challenge. They said, come here, oh young boy, have you got anything? He said, yes. They said, is it? Yeah, they were shocked that this person's owning, how much? He said, I've got this many dirhams, currency. They said, where? He said, in my pocket. They said, eh? That he's telling us the truth. And the Sardar, the head of the thief, said, look, has he got money or is he just talking nonsense? He said, where? Here's the money. And he said, here. And they looked at him, this many dirhams he had. They said, you, why have you told us the truth, honest? That we wouldn't even have searched you, you were a child, we wouldn't even believed you. He said, yes. He said, why have you told us the truth? He said, my mum told me that speak the truth, never lie. Doesn't matter how big a loss you have. Allahu Akbar. He said, you come to us, we will become Muslim at your hands, subhanAllah. And the thieves became Muslim. What do we call this? Islam. Islam spread for this reason, not through swords, not through violence or wars or missiles. Islam came to eliminate this violence. Islam doesn't say that cut off their heads or kill people, beat them and punish them or torture them. No, Islam came from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his glorious path was that I spread the deen through my akhlaq, my glorious good manners. I made people come to the deen. And today our salah gives us the mark of prostration on our foreheads. We rub our foreheads and bodies on the floor and we have the hajj upon hajj, but in our homes there's no akhlaq. There's no manners. We can listen to another person that, for example, anger is very, oh, I'm so angry on that person. I'm so angry. Oh, my wife, I'm very angry. That person, I'm angry with him. In our homes, anger on children. And he's Haji Sahib, Ghazi Sahib, and he's got titles and Quran upon Quran, khatam. But he's a failure. What is that person? He's a failure. The best effort, the biggest effort, the most effort needs to be made on akhlaq, on the conduct, on the manners, my friends. Yes, if the akhlaq is put into order, salah will be put into order. If the akhlaq is looked after, everything, all actions will be looked after. Ramadan's coming in. What da'wah is Ramadan given? Look at the kitabs. Look at that. Allah says, you are keeping the fast, but your fast will be accepted when in between you don't lie, when you don't backbite. When you don't do gossip mongering, malicious rumor mongering, that's shaitan's deception to you. You can stay hungry 10 hours and not eat anything and just do sari with one date, but your fast won't be accepted, Allah says. Isn't this the case? Because akhlaq comes first. We've forgotten akhlaq and we're worried about worship. Yes, Islam, for example, his stomach's empty. This is a big test. Oh, my stomach was empty in the evening. They start fighting. You haven't made food. What have you cooked? And so many fights at home in Ramadan, in our homes. Hot countries go there. When they go to get the ice, people kill each other just fighting for the ice in the hot weather. Tell me. Muslim, this is his glory, that in the courts of the Muslims, the judges wait, that there's no court case today. There's no case of murder or crime because people, they make up before they come to the court. May Allah Ta'ala give us this akhlaq. Brothers, understand that tomorrow, where are we going to go? On the day of judgment, we'll be presented to Allah. Hadith comes to mind about Rose Qiyamah. The day of judgment, big ibadat we've seen, and we've collected our deeds and our ibadat, and we'll present our deeds to Allah. We say, and I did this, I'll get this reward. Allah, I did this worship and that worship. I did this, I'll get this reward and that reward. And listen, on the day of judgment, what happened? There's a hadith of Mishkat Sharif. On the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, on the plain of the resurrection, you will have heard the commentary. The whole Quran describes the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, what day it will be. That and nobody in the universe before that will have seen that day. And we're seeing a news recently, isn't it? An article, a black hole has been discovered. Maybe you've read on this, the topic. In the galaxy, there are planets, aren't there? They're different solar systems, and they've discovered a scientist. Latest news came in the last few days. The black hole that was seen. So they've kept the name black hole for this discovery. And I, for example, I know that since I saw this news, my tabiat, my feelings have become sort of very unique. They've seen this discovery that until today they're saying that such a planet we have not discovered, this black hole, and they've kept the name black hole master, they call it. Monster black hole, they call it. And they say there is such an ajeeb black hole, like a void, that 6.6 billion trillion, you can say, is distance, and the traveling distance. And there's a point, a focal point, 3.3 million times, even if you increase the length of this earth, the diameter, you cannot get to that. That there's no planet at this moment in time that can get close to the magnitude. How many billions, they've said, that the distance is away from everything. And they said that we have utilized our apparatus and instruments, and that's when we realized and discovered this black hole. What does it look like? It's a black hole, they're saying. It's a hole in the universe, and inside it, totally dark and intense. Now think for a moment about hellfire. What does Allah say about hellfire? Think for a few seconds. Yes? That what Allah Ta'ala has given us a description about hellfire. So they say, those who discovered this black hole, they say that this, it's so wide, it's so long, it's so deep, and it's dark and intense. And even if you travel for billions and trillions of miles away from it far, it will swallow up that item that's traveling far away. Even light cannot come close to it. If light is traveling millions of miles past it, away from it, it will swallow that light. So I ask you a question, my brothers. Me and you are sat here. Me and you. And a sahaba brother was saying, he's a friend, doctor, said that, Allah Ta'ala give him shifa, cure. He's in a very bad state at the moment. This is the life of the human beings. All life long, he was a doctor, he gave injections and medicine to people. Today himself, he's unconscious, his eyes are closed, he doesn't know where he is. He's a doctor himself. So what can save him? This is life, it's a revolution. Cycles, phases, we need to think. Today I'm here, tomorrow I won't be here. Here today, gone tomorrow. I'm not permanent, I'm on my bed, on my mattress, happened to me a thousand times. I'm fine, healthy, Sunday I'm unwell in the morning. Oh, I can't move, I can't breathe. Unwell, this is common, regular. Regular. With you, with me, we don't know what we're doing. So we have to revive this thinking that for the sake of Allah, even a second, don't waste my time in my life for that time where I'll have to stand in front of Allah on the day of judgment. Then what will I do? That time, tell me. That time, this is a black hole that we've seen. But what will be Jahannam, hellfire, we will be thrown into, pushed into? What will that be? Tell me. So today we have time for the sake of Allah. Let's correct ourselves. Let's take this intoxication of the world out of our lives. Temporary material world out of our lives. Let's put an objective in front of us. Not that we're just living the world. Five things. Salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, akhlaqe husna. The best manners, the best conduct, the best behavior. And anything that comes in the way of this, leave it. I swear by Allah, you're not sacrificing anything. Even if billions of rupees you have to sacrifice to attain iman, then you are earning Jannah and you are saving yourself from the black hole. No difference is it if you stay hungry. So what if you're hungry? What will happen? But correct yourselves, look after yourselves, improve yourselves. Leave haram. Leave the money of riba, interest. Throw it away. Consider interest as scorpions and spiders. Every order Allah has given, consider it as a major order. Even if my life passes away, but I have to fulfill Allah's order, I cannot leave. I may pass away out of hunger or being deprived, but how can I leave salah? How can I leave Allah's orders? Yes, Allah, that maybe my brain will fall asleep, maybe I'll fall unconscious, but I can't leave salah. My Mawla is telling me Allah's Jalal, His power, that He's made this black hole, that if the black hole, anything goes near it, it's swallowed, it's a monster black hole. People in the world are amazed, that tell me Allah's Jalal, Allah's power, who's created this black hole. This is just a sign of Allah's creation. We cannot imagine the vastness of Allah's creation. So brothers, this is a big, big point. On the day of judgment, a call will come, an announcement. on the Day of Judgment. At that time, in that severe day, the angel will call out, where are those people? Listen to the call, the announcement. Who will be those people? Those people in Manchester, Bolton, England, Pakistan. No. From Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to the Day of Judgment, everyone who was born will be stood there listening to the announcement. Can you imagine the gathering? From Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to the Day of Judgment, whoever lived on this planet and the universe. Imagine the gathering, the personalities there. People with deeds, amal, people with brains. How much time they spent in this life on the exam, and then they left, the bubble burst and they left this world, and the call will come. Announcement, where are those people? Everyone will shake. Allah, what's about to happen? Who's being called? Who's being addressed? Is it for a punishment? Why are we being called, Allah? And then all the people will shake at that time. Everyone will be scared. Where are those people? The announcement will come. Allah, which people? Which people? Who are you calling, Allah? And then Allah will call out, come, come, O people, come to your Rabb, those people. Which people? Why? Allah wants to give reward to those people. Say, Subhanallah. What a great announcement, amazing. Those people will be included in that group. Imagine how they'll be so immersed in enjoyment. Those people will be called. Say, inshallah, these people in Bolton from Masjid Zakaria today, we sit down and promise, inshallah, that we will make our lifestyle, we will work and make effort so our name can be called out at that time in that announcement. Say, inshallah, inshallah. That's when we can say we deserve to sit here. Have desire, conviction, and be brave. Who will be those people? Take the reward, Allah will say. Allah will call out, come, come, come to me, take the reward. What will that be, reward? What will that reward be that Allah's calling to? Maybe it's me, I prayed salah. Oh, I did so many hajj. Oh, I read Quran so many times, I gave sadaqah, charity. Everyone will be alert. Maybe it's me, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. That our people call me Hazrat Saab, Peer Saab. It's me, I'm being called, I'm succeeding, I'm coming, Allah, I'm coming. Then the call will come again. Allah says, I'm calling those people who are rightfully due paradise, who deserve paradise. What great words. Allah is saying, I'm calling those people who deserve paradise. In other words, I only made paradise for these people. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah says, I'm calling those people who deserve paradise. Are you feeling good now, brothers, from what I'm saying? Yeah. You feeling good? Why? Because me and you will be there, inshallah. Yes, we'll enjoy it. Allah will say at that time. At that time, alhamdulillah, be said that Allah will say, I made Jannah for you. You deserve Jannah. You are rightfully due Jannah. Allah will tell the reward. Who are those people? Which people? Now listen. Listen. Which ibadah Allah is mentioning? Which worship action? This is Mishqat Hadith. And everyone be ready. Allah, I'm ready, I'm ready. I'm waiting for you, Allah. Allah will say, those people I'm calling who deserve Jannah, paradise, these are those people, subhanAllah, who used to forgive other people's wrongdoings. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. Who used to forgive other people's mistakes. Who used to forgive their wrongdoings. I can't hear you say loudly. Who used to forgive other people. Have you ever forgiven anyone until today? Tell me, have you? Have we? We... The child, the more a weaker person is, that a subordinate, more we will puncture that person. Puncture him. Ah, he's in my control now. Let me sort him out. All anger will be taken out of that person. And all problems will be given. Remember that time. All ibadat will float away in the air. But one action. Remember that did you, a human being who oppressed you, who did bad to you, who did wrong to you, and so much coolness came to us just for one reason, that we are human beings, we have blood, shaitan's with us, we have nafs, ego, desire, but inside we also should have the desire for paradise. Say, Subhanallah, I accept Allah's made for this. We get angry, we want to take revenge, we know how to do this and that, we know how to do everything, we know everything and everything you can do. But you also need Jannah, don't you? Or don't you want Jannah? So at that time, think that I can do everything. I'm angry, I can hit this person, I can seek and take revenge out. But at that time, think, do I want to take revenge on this person or do I want paradise? Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So what's the answer we'll give? The answer will say, yeah, I want paradise. So the best opportunity is now. My friends, Allah's giving you an opportunity. that this person made a mistake, Allah Ta'ala has made you angry. That person made a mistake, you've become angry. Allah says, no problem, that I have not made anything batil. Nothing is false. Allah says, nothing in the universe is false. Your anger coming to you, and inside you to have jazbah that you want to take revenge on the person, this is not batil, this is reality. Allah says, I want to give you paradise. So how will you suppress that feeling? How will you control it? No, everybody gets angry, do they? No. That Allah says, it's my favor upon you. You get angry. He stood in front of you. He's made a mistake. And because this is, you don't have that much ibadah. You are zero. You don't have worship. Your salah is a waste. Your ibadah is a waste. All of your worship is a waste. Allah says, but I like you. I want to give you paradise. So I've given you a chance in ibadah. So you can be successful in what? That when this opportunity comes, then consider you're a box. You cannot go into paradise. Allah has given you a chance. He's making you angry. Allah says, now control your anger. When you get angry and you're about to take it out, that person say, for the sake of Allah, I forgive you. Go. I don't feel like it. I feel like I take hold of your neck and break it. I hit you, beat you, push you. You're smaller than me. I can do everything to you. But subhanallah, I, for the sake of my Rabb, I sacrifice everything and I forgive you. And this is fighting your nafs, clashing with your desires. And you haven't even done this. Suddenly your name will be written in the list of when I call out the people on the day of judgment. When I'll call my servants, that is anyone there who is deserving of Jannah at that time when the world will be shaking, then this person's name will also be written on that list. You understand? Brothers, do we promise today? Yes. So do you forgive everyone from today? Your hearts are clean, pure. You're not going to fight at home, argue, even if your wife, your children, whatever they are, consider this a test for me. They want to take me to paradise. Allahu Akbar. Yes, Allah has prepared this for me. Yes, that these children and my wife, they're disrespectful, they dishonor me. Allah has prepared this for me. Such a wife, such a husband, such children who are disobedient, wife, son, daughter, husband. Allah has given you these household members. Allah wants to give you paradise. They pester you and you forgive them. And this is our deen, this is our total deen about which the Prophet ﷺ stated, Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful statement he said, isn't it? Khairun, the best person is the person who has the great ikhlaq. The best thing that Allah Ta'ala has given to the human beings is what? Is the husn khulq. Is the good conduct, the good manners. Yeah? Husn khulq. The best conduct. So inshallah, let's try on this, so we elevate our akhlaq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين طه ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهاته وذريته وأئمته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا اللهم اعفنا في بدني اللهم اعفنا في سمعي اللهم اعفنا في بصري ان بھائیوں نے اپنے بیماروں کے لیے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے انڈیا کے اندر بھی ایک صاحب بیماروں کے لیے دعا فرمائے ہمارے دوست ڈاکٹر سدا بیمار ہیں ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائے اور تمام جتنے بیمار ہیں ان سب کے لیے دعا فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ کو صحت کاملہ عاجل نصیب فرمائے. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ اصحابہ ازواجہ ذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.